Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya, Perik Aleph. Mishnah Dalet, Klal, Amru Bepeya. This is the rule that Chazal taught us in regard to Peya. Kol Shu Eichel. Anything that grows, which is a food, meaning to say, food that people generally eat. There are things that people eat when they're stuck. It's an emergency, they have nothing else to eat, they may eat it. Like certain types of things that generally they grow only to make paint out of it. But if you're in trouble, you'll eat it. But there's no pay on that. That's not something that, under normal circumstances, people eat. And that's learned from the Pasuk explains about Tenura, of a kutzruchem es getzir artzachem. You're going to cut the harvest of your land. When the Torah uses this term, to cut or to harvest, it means food that you eat under normal circumstances. The second rule is v'nishmar, something that's protected, meaning to say it's privately owned. The Pasuk says, la'ani v'lager tazif oisam, you shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. Now, if no one owns it, you don't have to leave it for them. They can take it anyway. The third rule is v'gedulav min ha'aretz, it has to grow from the ground. Well, we're talking about cutting from the field, so obviously it grows from the ground. No, the answer is not necessarily. Mushrooms, for example, they're attached to the ground, but there are no roots. Kimeyan upitrias, these are types of mushrooms that grow from the ear. That's, you can have a mushroom growing on the side of a ship or on the side of a wall. They're not mechuyev in peya, because the Torah says ktsir artzachem, only something that draws its nutrition from the ground. Viter says the Mishnah, v'lekitasai ka'achas. This is rule number 4. It means basically that this type of food gets ripe and is cut at the same time. Which types of food aren't? Well, figs, for example. When it comes to cutting figs, you don't just say, okay, we're cutting the figs today. You have to look at each tree and say, ah, this is ready, this is not ready, this is ready, this is not ready. That's not l'kitasei ka'achas. In tak over there, by figs, there wouldn't be peya. The fifth and final rule is umachnisei l'kium. They bring it in for storage. Vegetables are not brought in for storage because you can't store them. They rot too quickly. The Batanura explains. Only something that you put into storage is called a katsir, it's called a harvest. Right? Wheat is put into these big silos, they're kept for a long time. But vegetables have a short shelf life. You can't store it, you have to eat it right away. So only these five things, again, quickly reviewing, a food that normally people eat, it's nishma, it grows on a field that has an owner, it grows from the ground, it nourishes from the ground, its roots are in the ground, not mushrooms. It's ripened and is collected at the same time, unlike figs, and it's something that you store. You have to have these things in order for it to be chayiv v'peya. The Mishnah lets us know that tfuah v'akitnias v'chalal hazeh. Generally speaking, tfuah, that's grain, kitnias and beans, are included in this klal. They have all the things that we just mentioned. Some say the Mishnah is stressing, take a look on the Batanura, that even tfuah and kitnias, you can't just assume automatically they have all these five conditions. Even tfuah and kitnias have to have these five conditions to be included.